This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A fifth member of the Northern Arapaho tribe has died due to COVID-19. Wyoming Public Radio Savannah Marr reports.
The Northern Arapaho Business Council announced on Saturday evening that a tribal member had passed. The Wyoming Department of Health says she was an older woman with pre-existing health conditions that put her at high risk. Northern Arapaho tribal members now account for 5 of the state's 8 confirmed coronavirus-related deaths, and at least 30% of confirmed cases in Wyoming have been among Native people, who make up less than 3% of the state's population. This is in part due to an aggressive testing program on the Wind River Reservation, but tribal members are also more vulnerable to the virus's most serious side effects. Leaders on Wind River say underfunding of the Indian Health Service has led to high rates of illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. Wind River remains under a strict stay-at-home order and nightly curfew while the rest of the state begins to open up. Tribal leaders hope this will prevent further tragedy. I'm Savannah Marr.
Walter Murillo with the National Council of Urban Indian Health is urging U.S. lawmakers for policy fixes and equity in funding beyond line items for urban Indian organizations. He was one of 3 executives from national Native organizations to take part in a virtual roundtable Friday on COVID-19 in Indian country, hosted by a subcommittee of the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee. Murillo says urban Indian health is often overlooked.
From day one, UIOs have been on the front line, battling for PPE and testing kit shortages while continuing to provide services. These sudden challenges compound the difficulty in providing those services when combined with the chronic underfunding and funding and infrastructure gaps the UIOs already face. The facility in San Jose, California, for example, has had a 13% positive rate. UIOs were not allocated any Abbott rapid testing machines from the IHS or FEMA and had to fight for any testing capabilities at all. As our health workers are risking their lives every day, we need the federal government to ensure that our frontline heroes receive the same protections as all other public health employees.
Executives from the National Congress of American Indians and the Native American Finance Officers Association also participated, saying unmet needs in Indian country are growing due to COVID-19, including in areas of healthcare, education, and infrastructure. The American Indian Graduate Center is distributing emergency relief funds for students facing financial distress amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Christine Trudeau reports.
When schools started shutting down back in March, the American Indian Graduate Center began a designated student emergency fund outside of their initial awarded scholarship dollars. Executive Director Angelique Albert said last week the fund has raised almost $250,000 and that $142,000 has already been distributed to 91 students so far.
It comes down to student emergency needs. They're no longer on campuses. So they're no longer in the dorm, so they have housing needs, they have food needs, and we're having to respond to those needs to make sure that they can just stay in college.
In addition to housing and food, the money also helped cover student utility bills, emergency travel costs, and household items. AIGC says they're grateful for support to the Emergency Relief Fund that came from the Indian Collective, Wells Fargo, and an online auction held by their board vice president, Walter Lamar. I'm Christine Trudeau.
This story is a collaboration with National Native News and the Solutions Journalism Network. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Western Governors University, an online university for working adults and underserved populations offering degree programs in business, IT, teaching, and health professions. More at wgu.edu/degrees.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.